This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN on this Hi. Friday, October 15th. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
The E is for error on your part. That was when the guy said Michael K with an E.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
You know, we tried to forget it. We couldn't.
Well, I can't defend the spelling of my name vigorously.
Really. Good evening to Don.
There's nothing like a bar in a bowling alley.
I'm proud of that one.
Don did one of the most vile things to me ever, Peter, in a bowling alley, because he beat me, and he did like a twerk right in my face.
He was really, really getting on me, and he was.
That's kind of loud and irritating.
And when I picked up the spare, you're right, right in his face.
A forward twerk.
Right in front of Colin Kaepernick.
A glorious moment.
Yeah, jumped right up.
Yeah, right in
right
my
in
face.
His face.
Yeah.
Can I say good evening to myself also, please?
No!
What?
No!
When was that?
What? I don't even
no!
know.
No!
I don't even know what that possibly
I'll just say hello to yourself.
That's a drop. Yeah, you talking about a drop is a drop. That's what's amazing about this show. By the way, speaking of Colin Kaepernick, I saw that series about his life is starting in a couple of weeks. I gotta say, it actually looks pretty good. Where do you guys want to start today?
It's your show.
Yeah.
All right. You want to hear Buster this morning on Get Up talking about the Ripug check swing call to
yeah.
end?
See you guys.
Like nobody's
best.
Yeah, did you hear that from Buster? What was that, Buster?
See you guys.
All right, perfect. Let's hear from Buster on Get Up today.
It was absolutely a terrible call. There's no getting around that. Look, it's a subjective call typically, but that one, there's no question. He didn't swing. As you pointed out, it's not reviewable. And going forward, I don't think they could actually write a rule where they could describe exactly what a check swing is. So I don't think there's going to be a change. It's just something history is going to have to live with.
So lazy. So lazy. Not Buster, just the whole idea. Oh, it's too hard to define. No, rules are, you make them. It's your sport. Make it.
This is doable, guys.
This is so doable. Again, it's the line at the top of home plate. The plane, as Michael put it earlier. And if the bat crosses that plane, it's a swing. And then it becomes reviewable. Baseball's got to try harder, man. Seriously. They don't try hard enough.
So they need Brett Gardner as commissioner.
It's subjective. We don't want. No, you're lazy. You're old. Get with it. You are. Major League Baseball is the equivalent of me just always wearing sweatpants. You've given up trying. And that's why you're soon on the verge of becoming the number three sport in this country.
Now, Don, do you wear underwear under the sweatpants?
Of course.
You do? All right.
Why? What do you think I'm doing?
But why should you? It should be free and easy.
This is not laziness. This is just comfort. If I'm not leaving the house.
Well, what's more comfortable than just having sweatpants on with nothing on underneath?
I don't use it for containment as much as the feel of the fabric of the underwear.
You like the feel of the fabric.
Because the inside of sweatpants can be a little rough.
No, they're supposed
to be
fleecy.
I don't want to be irritated.
It's not rough. What kind of stuff are you buying?
I didn't listen. I'm a sweatpants guy, Don, but I will say there are some situations in which there's a comfortable jean.
Of course,
you know,
you don't have to get Wranglers, okay?
You know, Don. He's from '80s Jersey, New Jersey.
This has nothing to do with the
there's
80s
Lee
or New Jersey
Lee.
Wrangler.
Honestly, the pandemic has made it that if I'm leaving the house, it's usually for something pretty special. What do I got to get dressed up to go to the station if I'm not going to be on television?
This Carhartt.
Listen, I'm going to wear sweatpants. Calling the game tomorrow. Going to the studio. Now, if I was going to Montreal or if the game was at the Garden, I'd wear a suit.
So you're going into the studio where there are going to be other people there, and you're going to be rocking sweatpants. Do you have any regard for people?
Why? What, it looks
There's
look
probably
nice.
Stains on the sweatpants, too.
No, they're always clean.
No human decency, Don. Not enough human decency for your fellow man or woman.
Fellow employee.
They're nice.
Do the sweatpants have pockets?
I don't use it for containment. I was so disappointed. I went down the shore, found these great sweatpants that had like Ocean City down the leg. Loved it. Brought it home, fit perfect. I'm like, oh, no pockets. Never wear them again.
But you didn't check that out.
Gotta have pockets. Yeah.
What do you need pockets now? If you're wearing it right now, the Ocean City sweat, so you don't need pockets while you're doing a show.
Oh, yeah, because I want to my cell phone. You know,
put it on the table
pocket,
in front of
my
you.
My pen.
I couldn't. Don's right. First of all, these days I expect pockets in everything.
Yes.
On sweatpants. Here's what I want. How about this? I want both pockets on the sides, and I want a zipper pocket on the butt.
No, that's a good point. That's a good call. That's a really good call. But I got a nice pair of Reeboks. They're not. They don't have the elastic in the ankle. So it's just like a coaching pants. That's what it kind of looks like. They look nice, and I'm going to wear them, and I'm going to be comfortable. And you know what? The people that see me aren't going to bat an eye.
You're going to want – you so desperately want Zubaz to come back.
No. They were comfortable, but it was obnoxious.
Now, speaking of pockets, can I just make one movie recommendation?
Please.
I've never spoken about this on the show. Before Jody went into like broadcasting, she was an actress, and she's the star of the movie Pocket for Corduroy. And you could get that on Amazon.
Let's see what IMDb rates it. If it's under a 5, I'm not watching.
All right.
Wow, you
not
really
to see
are.
Jody?
Nah. No, of course.
There's
not.
A nude scene.
Oh, he's in.
Wait a minute. Obviously not her.
No, her. Yeah.
No.
No,
that
a children's
is not something
movie.
That you would promote.
It's a children's movie. Of
I want a zipper
nudity.
Pocket on the butt.
Was it pockets?
Pocket for Corduroy. Please go on with the show, Petey.
What's his name?
No. Peter. Zach Ertz, finally out of Philadelphia. He has traded to the Cardinals, 3-time
Pro Bowler.
It's not
fair.
Yeah.
Ooh, an 8.4. Good for her. Only 27 people voted, but still, there she is, boy's mother.
Andrew, how do you feel about the end of the Ertz era in Philly?
I mean, it's disappointing. He's an all-time Eagle great, I would say, but they do have another tight end who they were always going to probably prefer moving forward in Dallas Goedert. But, yeah, Ertz was beloved. Biggest touchdown in Eagles history. I don't even know what would be close to it. Has the tight end record for most catches in a season. So he's been great for them. And he'll be loved there forever. Anytime he'll come back, I'm sure, and get standing ovations all the time. So
How many years – What was his rookie year?
2013.
Yeah, I guess that's a pretty long run for a tight end.
Now, again, I don't know whether he had any kind of say in where he got dealt, but if I were the Jets, I'd throw a fifth-round pick for him just to help build the confidence of my young quarterback, a nice security bank blanket to throw the ball to. Wouldn't you do that, Michael, if you were Douglas?
I don't think they expect to win. I agree with you, just to give the kid a weapon, but –
No, I don't think
I'd
do it.
They treat these draft picks like they're air, like they're the oxygen.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're protecting your second overall pick. And I think if you got a weapon for him, a leader, somebody that can help, somebody that's won, that to me would be worth a fifth-round pick. And maybe you work it out. How old is he now?
Well, 2013.
He's 31.
All right, well, and maybe you work it out where – he sticks around, likes it here, and then when you're trying to win next year, I would think about it. But again, I don't know. He might have refused to go to a place where he's not going to win.
He could join Marty and Bob in the booth after he's done.
In case you were wondering, also, he won't play Sunday. Had he played Sunday, it could have been the rare player playing 18 games in a 17-game season.
Only the Eagles, though. Like Jay Glazer on the Fox pregame show said, I could see this guy being traded next week. Well, they already had a trade in place, and they let him play. What if he got hurt?
I know, right?
I was wondering about that, too, because they showed after the game in Philadelphia, there's like a camera set up near the Eagles' locker room, and he was really emotional coming off the field, going back into the locker room after the game. So it definitely looked like he knew that was probably his last game.
Wow. That is interesting. Yeah, he's a special one. Nick Chubb ruled out with a calf injury for the Browns, as you learned earlier from Griffin on the program.
He got
you know what? Good job out of Griff.
That's when our Browns correspondent.
When you get it from the Griffster, you know it's a fact. Also, Don, our official Seahawks update guy, Russell Wilson to the IR, which means he is out till at least week 10.
You know what? It's the classic Don buys a jersey jinx.
Hey, Seattle.
Well, when he bought, well, Don, when did you order the jersey?
I believe it was a week ago today.
There you go.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, but
so if you want your favorite player hurt, send Don the jersey.
No. It was after
The
injury. The injury was Thursday because that was the Thursday night game.
But when did you order it?
The next day.
Wow. Real support. Wow.
No, but that's not – I didn't jinx it. I didn't make it happen. Don't put that on me.
Daniel Jones back at it for the G-men on Sunday against the Rams. Also, looks like he'll have Sterling Shepard back and Darius Slayton.
There you go.
Both questionable, but should be there. They will, of course, be without Kenny Golladay.
And Saquon.
And Saquon, who's out for a few weeks.
Stop. The defense doesn't make any stops.
Yeah. And if you don't make a stop against this team, they can score a lot of points.
Michael, points.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Michael said it earlier, but just worth repeating, if you didn't see Pedro Martinez's piece with Bleacher Report, Untold Stories, in which he described the Don Zimmer incident from the 2003 ALCS. I was there, by the way, folks.
That's right.
His incident where he threw Don Zimmer to the ground as being...
Why were you there, taking up a seat from somebody who really wanted it? Why?
Well, I was in Boston visiting my family.
Aww. Your family was living in Boston at that time?
They have always lived in Boston.
Your mother and father, I thought they lived in Chevy Chase.
I have more family than my parents.
No, that's not. You don't call them family. Call your mother and father family.
What? Well, this is an outrageous statement just made. Take it back.
My family. So what is it, like a third cousin? My family lives in Boston.
What about my first cousins?
That's the only difference.
Still a stretch.
There's immediate family, and then there's family.
Well, when you say family, I'm thinking immediate family.
Well, then that's your problem.
He should have said extended family.
But anyways, and I don't really want to go deep into this rabbit hole, but here we are. But
the whole show is a rabbit hole.
My baseball
should be the name of the show.
My baseball frauddom is such that I always rooted for the Red Sox up until the mid-2000s.
Why?
Because of my family.
Getting good. Just
because of my family.
Championships, he jumped off the bandwagon.
I know. Exactly. That's why you could say a lot of things about me. I'm a fraud, but I left when they won the championship, okay? The Red Sox grew to be so obnoxious after 04 that I just said, you know what, I'm good.
But that's a pretty cool, like, Michael would have, it'd be difficult for Michael because I don't know how many games he's gone to as a fan. But going to a game as a fan,
what
is the most famous incident that you witnessed live?
Don?
That would probably be it, right?
No, it's a hell of an incident. It was a hell of an incident.
And what did Pedro say about it?
I was also at the Malice at the Palace.
Oh!
So you're like Don with the jersey.
I'm just kidding. I wasn't at the Malice at the Palace. That would have been number one. That would have been number one. Hey, guys, you know what it's time for? Your NFL Week 6 NFL announcer lineup. That's right. Let's start out on Sunday morning. I will be up bright and early.
No, you
on won't. The first thing smoking to foggy London town, yeah? Tea and strumpets for everyone.
Such an awful accent.
The Miami Dolphins. Hey, I'll do a better one for you. The Miami Dolphins at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Awful.
Kevin Harlan on the call.
Pull up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
He'll be joined by Trent Green and the lovely Melanie Collins. Now, we slide to 1 p.m., still on CBS.
Out of England, though.
we're leaving England and we're going to a place that people often confuse with London. I'm talking about Baltimore. The LA Chargers at the Baltimore Ravens, all eyes focused on this game. Michael's 3-point pick. Mm-hmm. My 1-point pick. Mm-hmm. Greg Gumbel on the call.
Now, SportsCenter with Greg Gumbel.
He'll be joined by Adam Archuleta.
Adam Golden Archuleta.
And AJ Ross. Fox, 1 p.m. in Carolina. Christian McCaffrey out of the lineup. Sam Darnold will still try to do it, getting the job done against Kirk Glass Case of Emotions Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings who are in town. Only one man for a task such like this. His name? Kenny Albert.
Then I usually play ping pong. I've been doing that for the last week or so.
Jonathan Vilma and Sarah Walsh.
You know, one thing that we didn't discuss this week, Peter, was Cousins hitting his coach and the coach pushing him back.
Were they serious or joking?
Well, they scored the – I guess they won the game. And he hit what's the coach's name? Zimmer. Right in the crotch, screaming, "You like that? You like that?" No. And then Zimmer pushed him violently. Get away from me.
I got to go back and see
that.
Oh,
you got to look at it. It's a classic.
Did he push Cousins or did he push the glass casing?
No, he pushed Cousins. He went through the glass casing, yeah.
You know, it's interesting because he's now Kirk Glass Case Cousins, but before that, their quarterback was Glass Case Keenum. Sorry. Chicago, Illinois, 1 p.m. A-Rodge, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Coming out for their win last week against Cincinnati. They'll try to do it again at Chicago. Michael, this is your 1-point game, 2-point game?
2-point. I lost a 1-pointer yesterday.
It's on Fox, so the great Joe Davis is on the call. That's right, Joe Davis. Davis.
You know, Joe Davis is kind of a sound-alike to Joe Buck.
He is. He'll be joined by Greg Olson.
James Harrison one time in the middle of the game hit me so hard under the throat that I threw up in the middle of the play in my mouth, and I had to swallow it.
Who was
Pam
that?
Pam Oliver.
Hey, now.
What was that, Pam?
Hey, now.
Thank you. Also at 1 p.m. on Fox, this is a great game I'm dialed in for. Cincinnati and Detroit, you got to pull out the big guns and throw out the record books when these two get together.
No!
Chris Myers on the call.
Hi, I'm Chris Myers.
That's right, Chris Myers. He'll be joined by Daryl Moose Johnston and Jen Hale. 1 p.m., we continue on. The Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts, one of the great divisional rivalries in all of sports. Spiro Dedes on the call.
My heart is always at the Jersey Shore.
He'll be joined by Jay Feely. We continue on the 1 p.m. games. This one, a lot of eyeballs on this, and I mean a lot, because Don loves this so much as his three-pointer. I love it so much it's our pick against the Rothenberg DiPietro vehicle. It's the L.A. Rams and the New York Giants. Adam Amin on the call.
Now stands erect.
Sorry?
Now stands erect.
He'll be joined by Mark Schlereth.
Lick my fingers and touch it.
And Shannon Spake. Also, the last 1 p.m. game. Here's where I will be focused, locked in. Dialed in. The Washington football team decided 15 minutes ago to honor the late, great Sean Taylor and retire the number 21 before the game starts. And at 1, we'll get the Kansas City Chiefs in desperate need of a victory against my Washington football team. I'm predicting lots of points, ladies and gentlemen. Ian Eagle on the call.
That's gotten ugly.
He'll be joined by Charles Davis, and wait for it, your Evan Washburn special.
The lobby is bustling. There is an energy here.
We go to 4
wait,
o'clock.
Wait, I did hear somebody just told me, a source just told me, that they'll be handing out just willy-nilly at the turnstiles. You might get one of the 650,000 emails not released.
Is that true?
Yeah, they're just going to hand them out. They're going to print them out, and they're going to hand them out to fans.
Wait, by the way, this just came in right now at 6:24 on Friday. They will also be retiring Daryl Green's 28, jersey number 28 as well.
Wow. Yeah. Look at this. Yeah.
They said 2 days is plenty of time, so that's exciting. 4:05, Arizona at Cleveland. This is my big 3-point game, guys. Wasn't it? Or my 2-point game? My 2-point game.
Yours, Arizona's your 2-point game.
2-point game. I apologize. Dallas, my 3-point game. Arizona at Cleveland, 4:05 on Fox. Kevin Kugler on the call. He'll be joined by Mark Sanchez. I'm never changing who I am. And Laura Oakman. 425 CBS. A, what do you say, a broken down, disheveled, and depressed Las Vegas Raiders heading to Denver with a new coach in tow. Andrew Catalan on the call.
Going up high and bringing it down for six.
He'll be joined by Jimmy James Lofton and Amanda Bylonis. Bylonis. 425, you know this is the big daddy. Come on. Can CBS resist a national game where you have the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots? Of course they can't. And the team for the job? Well, it's captained by Jim Nance.
Hello, friends.
Tony Romo. And Tracy Wolfson. Brings us to the Sunday Nighter on NBC. Seattle, led by Geno Smith, heading to Seattle. Pittsburgh. That's right, 8:20 on NBC. Mike Tirico on the call.
It's a kick six.
He'll be joined by Chris Collinsworth.
Here's a guy.
And Michelle Tafoya. Lastly, the Monday Nighter, a game I considered picking. I got a little scared of Tennessee, but I felt like it was a short line for how great Buffalo is at under six. The Bills and the Titans. 8:15 on ESPN. Steve Levy on the call.
I think my colleagues like me.
Joined by Brian Greasy.
Bob Ross likes to paint. I think it might be a draw.
His sound-alikey, Lewis Riddick, and the great Lisa Salters. And that is your Week 6 announcer lineup, and that'll do it for ENN on this Friday, October 15th.
Wow. Very, very good. This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers, Picker Design, the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget. Visit 2 by London at the Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. Peter, I just want to tell you, and it was pointed out on Twitter, too, you gave the Pedro Zimmer story. You didn't tell the story. You just said that you were at the game. That was not part of the Bleacher Report story.
Flush it. You know what?
Yeah.
You had to hear the first half of the story at 5 o'clock.
All right. Coming up, the author of this book, You Are Looking Live, about really the most important sports show, probably in the history of the medium, the NFL Today, how it revolutionized sports broadcasting. That's the show with Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, Phyllis George, and Jimmy the Greek. So Rich Podolsky, who was a writer for that show and now wrote this book, will join us in just a moment. Believe me, this will be fun. Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.